What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 68 of Valuetown. I'm Chanman V, and joined, of course, by Noxious and Raynad, co-hosts every week. What's up, fellas?
Yeah. Nerfs.
Nerfs, yes.
That's pretty much what it is, and not my spirits.
Not your spirits.
Nerfs are up.
All right. Ray, how about you, man? How you doing?
Okay. Spent the last couple hours over on the Steam store looking for strategy games to play professionally instead of Hearthstone.
Oh, wow. Yeah. After last night, you might start becoming a, you know, Smash Brothers Melee player.
Oh, wow. That'd be good.
That was some craziness last night. But I want to welcome our guest here. He's a first-timer on Valuetown. He's the America's Winter Champion and Team Phenom. Amnesiac, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Awesome. Well, we've got a lot to talk about. We have even more to talk about than we expected originally. I was just planning on doing, you know, like 20 cards or so that have been announced since our last show. But big news, the release date for Hearthstone came out yesterday and followed by the nerfs, nerf announcements today. So let's just talk about that, I guess, release date, April 26th. I guess not too much to say about it. You guys pretty hyped for the release on Tuesday?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just happy to get to play with new cards, personally. Like, there's a lot of cool ideas that are, you know, going to be fun to explore in Standard. So I just don't know how effective they'll be, but there's some fun stuff.
Yeah, it should be good. Change is always good.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, sooner the better, right? It's kind of interesting that it's, like, right before the end of the month, too. So everybody's right. Pushed for Legend at the very end, or the top 100 will be interesting to see if...
Yeah, they did this with the Grand Tournament as well. Yeah. They released it on, like, the 25th or something, and it gets to be kind of a mess towards the end of the season.
Yeah, somewhat invalidating, but, you know, oh well. I guess it's 1 month out of I don't know, the 10 or 9 that's going to be in play. Ray, how about you, man? 26th. Kind of what you expected? You might have known. Yeah, Did you know beforehand?
No, they never told me a specific date, but okay. As soon as they said late April, early May, that's like the Tuesday, I guess.
Yeah. So
it's like the only day that really made sense.
Okay.
It wasn't tough to predict. Most people expected that.
Right. All right. Well, let's just jump right in to the nerf, the standard nerfs that were announced today, literally like about an hour ago or maybe an hour and a half ago. Let's just start off with the Druid card. Okay, so the first card that they're talking about is the Ancient of Allure. It's definitely a card that we've talked about, needing to be looked at. Raynad in particular. I'll have you start off, Ray. What do you think about this change to Allure?
Ancient Allure?
Mm-hmm, Ancient Allure.
Actually, yeah, I was talking to Mike Donay about that card like 4 or 6 months ago or something, mm-hmm. and he said they were testing it as this exact card except a 6/6. And even that I thought was pretty terrible, so I wonder why they didn't just do that, like make it a 6/6. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as is, though, it just seems like I would never really play it in any deck.
Okay, yeah, so that
which is fine. Like, I think it's like a fine card to nerf. It definitely, it was just too good. Like the way Strifecrow described it, mm-hmm. way in the first like couple months of Hearthstone beta, back when we weren't sure what cards to play in Druid. Mm-hmm. He described it as like a 7-mana card that draws you up to 14 mana worth of stuff to play. So it just gives you a way to like, you know, spend all your mana. Back then we had to have lower curves, Wild Pyromancer, Claw. It was easy to run out of cards in hand, so this is pretty important. But yeah, it's mostly just been used as an engine to draw into combo. So even without combo, it'd probably see a lot of play still.
Okay. Amnesiac, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it supported a lot of the ramp cards kind of too well, I think, because you could kind of dump your hand and play really aggressively for tempo and, like, Wild Growth and Innervate and all that. And then you'd refill your hand and you wouldn't be behind on cards, which is kind of... There wasn't really any trade-off for ramping, which is a problem. So I think it was a good card to nerf. I don't really know how else they would have nerfed it, so I think it's fine what they did, just kind of killing the card draw aspect of it.
Playable or no for you?
Not unless like the heal becomes super relevant, which I don't think it will.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nox, what do you think?
I was going to say it feels a bit like a slow heal. I expected them to maybe lower the card draw and increase the heal by like 8%. Maybe 3 or yeah, I don't know, like make it like 7 health or 8 health, but they just decided to lower the card draw. The stat line increase is something that I thought they would do if they changed the card draw. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It just seems a little bit weird. But I mean, whatever, right? Like, Druids now have two weird epics, which can compare to some of Shadow Form stuff that priests, you know, play with and are forced to have in their standard set. Mm-hmm. So equality for all, right?
Yeah.
Everybody get bad epics.
How do you foresee Druids drawing now? I mean, obviously Wrath is always, you know, has been an option forever, but Azure Drakes or... I mean, if they're not going to play this card, how are they going to draw, right?
I don't know. If they have slow decks, then Nourish is fine, right? Like, I don't know. Guess like, Nourish, it depends how slow they end up going, because from what we've seen, it looks like they want to push the ramp Druid archetype really hard, which makes sense. I think it's a really cool aesthetic to push, but like, how viable is going to be compared to the typical mid-range? That will make or break the entirety of the class afterwards, I think. That's basically what we're waiting to see.
I do kind of want to throw one thing in, though. It's like, it's a really common misconception with like newer players that a deck needs card draw if it's good. Like, card draw isn't like some like thing that you need to add to every deck in order to make your deck playable. Like, if you want to not run out of stuff to play, you can just make like play a higher curve. And card draw is like the only reason you happen to see a lot of card draw in decks is because the card draw cards happen to just be like good because they're good, not because there's like this quality
requirement that you need to card draw. Yeah, gotcha.
That all really right. like triggers me. I build stuff on stream a lot of the time, and I'll build an aggro deck or like a control deck that like a really heavy curve and like no card draw. Card draw sucks with expensive cards, and then people are like, "Oh, your deck's bad because it has no card draw." It's like, no, you're bad because you're 20.
Because I mean, you will be sitting on those seven draws for the entire game, so drawing more of them is not going to help.
Yeah, I mean,
but I guess like that's kind of where card draw is important for Druid, is they ramp up a lot, and some of those mid game draws end up just sucking.
Because
you end up picking up like a Wild Growth on six, and you're like, well, I mean, that's probably okay if I have a lot of 8+, but otherwise, it feels pretty bad. So
okay,
it's a really tough balancing act.
Okay, Force of Nature. All right, this was probably the biggest discussed, you know, potential nerf, right? Whether to nerf Force of Nature or Savage Roar. Amnesiac, I'll let you start with this one. What do you think of what they've done here, deciding on Force of Nature?
I mean, I think Savage Roar was the better of the two cards, but by not nerfing Savage Roar, you kind of leave other archetypes that don't really rely on Force of Nature and kind of rely on just Savage Roaring with a big board, like Egg Druid up and like Aggro Druid. I think that's kind of good because there's like kind of another theme that goes with the deck beyond just playing big things and attacking your opponent with them. So I think it's reasonable to do it the way they did it, because they did get rid of the combo. I think people's complaint is still that you can like 14 people from hand with like Leroy and then the Saber and then Savage. I think it's fine what they did, because I still think this card could see play in some cases. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of like what they did.
You're talking about Force of Nature, but like you could still see some play. Yeah, I mean, just fill in the board, right? That sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, there's token Druid decks and stuff like Egg Druid. Like, this could be a good one of in those decks when they like lose the board and they have nothing to do, and it's like you're at parity, then you drop this and you're suddenly ahead again.
Yeah, okay. Nox, I know you don't like this change, because you're always a very huge advocate of Savage Roar 1.
Yeah, because I don't understand how the trees in and of themselves are an issue. Like, you cut out Savage Roar. Like, the thing is, okay, so fundamentally, I think the reason they changed this the way they did is because they don't like charge. Understandably, because I think it's just a really big problem in the game that they've got. Because you can't interact on your opponent's turn, so you end up just letting them hit you in the face. The problem is, like, those of all the charge things in the game, these little trees were probably some of the most benign. If you fix Savage Roar. And I don't think you've addressed the fact that once Druid is on board, you've already lost. Like, it's already established that whoever has the board in this game is probably going to be ahead very often. But as long as you leave a card in the game like Leroy Jenkins, just like that one alone, and Savage Roar, you're still going to get, like, even if it's 10 damage instead of 14, the moment they have one or two minions on board, you're still screwed. So it's really going to come down to whether or not the Keeper of the Grove and Ancient of Lore nerfs have affected the class to the point where its overall power level is low enough that Savage Roar doesn't just bust you. Because I really don't think Savage Roar is any weaker right now. Like, it's just, I don't see it. I just don't.
Right. Okay. Raynan, how about you?
I like this nerf. It's pretty elegant. I didn't really want to see Savage Roar nerfed because I like it in token decks. I really enjoyed building Token Druid for a long time. Leroy is a card we've already seen in... actually, last time we saw Leroy and Druid was with the very first version of Token Druid that was good, yeah. Which was by Razor, I think.
I thought it was by, like...
I think it was Razor's. Some R name.
Okay, it might have been Razor,
but,
yeah.
But he... anyway, he had Leroy in that deck. Like, two Loot Hoarders, two Wild Teachers. I remember that list. But, yeah, Leroy's fine. You can even, like, play it and swipe. It's pretty good. Yeah, we'll still see some burst damage, but it's not like if they nerfed Savage Roar, we'd still have no burst damage. Like, it's pretty easy to put it into decks in Hearthstone. And when I first started playing the game, I thought that the burst finish was just like an intentional game design that they did so that games wouldn't last longer than 5 or 10
right.
minutes.
Right.
I thought they wanted every deck to have a burst finish. But yeah, you can't really like remove all of them in the game without nerfing a lot of cards that in and of themselves like aren't really broken. So I think this is a good start, and yeah, I like this nerf.
Yeah. I was always a proponent of nerfing this card too. Especially with like newer cards with the Wisp cards, you know, the cards that fill the board and things. I just feel like Savage Roar. Yes. I know people think it's cheesy or whatever, this is gonna buff a lot of, you know, minions like that, but I don't know. There's something about it I still think is good for the game and makes, you know, Druid even more versatile. So we'll see what happens. I mean, they can still change stuff, guys. I mean, it's not like this is forever permanent.
No,
I know.
No, they can't.
Okay.
Like, that's not the way it works.
Have they ever revisited a single decision they've ever made, ever? Unleash the Hounds?
Buzzard?
Was anybody happy? Was the Warsong Commander nerf correct? No, it was terrible. The card could have been a 3/4. It could have helped balance Arena Warrior. There's so many better ways to do it. But they never will revisit it because they're just stubborn and they don't like doing changes often. They're not.
Yeah,
their
history definitely supports exactly what you said.
It's so frustrating too. It's so frustrating because they say that they're more like they're going to be more open. Like I guess they're going to swing the nerf hammer or the change hammer a little bit more liberally in the future. Like I don't. So far I can't tell. But I have a hard time believing it. I can't bring myself to believe it. If it took. 6 months to change a card like Undertaker, if Shredder was around for so long unchanged, and if, you know, no changes were made ever in the entirety of Hearthstone past, I guess, the fucking beta, I'm really, really surprised. I'll be surprised if they end up changing anything.
Well, I mean, what I mean is, I'm not saying they'll necessarily revert this change, but, you know, if Savage Roar becomes, like, something too crazy, that they'll change Savage Roar, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you're right with
maybe.
That. The one interesting thing about this nerf is this is one of the few that isn't like an outright nerf. I think if you just assume Savage Roar isn't in the game, this version of Force of Nature is probably a better card than the 6-mana one just by itself.
Agreed, yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Okay, next nerf. Another druid, just lots of druid cards here. Keeper of the Grove. Another card we talked about too, and a lot of it had to do with just how just versatile it is, right? Both options are pretty good. It's great against aggro. So what they decided to do is lower the body, just 2/4. Noxious, how have you start with this one?
Well, it used to be a 2/3, right? Like it started as a 2/5 in the early days, then it became a 2/3, then they made it a 2/4, and now it's a 2/2. And I think that's just because silence is there, and they just don't want all the cards that bring silence to have appealing stat lines or even remotely competitive stat lines. Because if they do, then suddenly you just have no reason not to put them in.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like that. I mean, I like the change. I wish they just cut out silence from it, personally, and left it as a 2/4. But if they're going to keep the ability on it, sure. I mean, do you play this over Spellbreaker? I imagine you do for the 2-damage ping if you need Spellbreaker ever.
That's a good question, actually.
I don't know.
I'm not sure about that. Amnesiac, what do you think?
I would have liked to see them just cut out the silence because then it like just really wouldn't have application and like against slower decks because pinging something for 2 isn't that good for what you're playing. But like now you could feasibly still run this card and it's like pretty solid against aggro at like some aggro decks, I guess. And you still have like the option for it to have utility against like Twilight Drake control decks and stuff. So I think it's like still kind of got the problem they had with it that it's like too flexible. But if it would be like more of a deck building commitment if you wanted to put it in your deck, which I think would have been better.
Okay. Ray?
Yeah, this is a card they definitely needed to change. I wasn't sure what their philosophy with silence was going to be. It looks like they just made it less efficient, which is probably what I would have ended up doing too. Completely taking it out of the game is scary. But yeah, like Keeper of the Grove is a 2/2. It's much, much, much worse, but it's it might still be playable. Like the flexibility is really strong, and if because they nerfed Iron Beak Owl, we might have the situation where there's so little silence in the game that we see an upsurge in cards that are vulnerable to silence. Like if nobody's playing silence, Twilight Drake gets way stronger, so we see more of that, which in turn makes Keeper even more playable. So like the metagame might self-correct to the point where this card is pretty good, or it might just be good as is still. I'm really not sure. I'd have to play with it more.
Okay, speaking of silence, Iron Beak Owl is the next one. And let's see, since Raynad, why don't you go with this one first? Just you were talking a little bit about Keeper, but this Iron Beak Owl being 3, and just generally silence being more expensive, is that a good thing in your mind?
Yeah, it's a good nerf. It's going to suck not to have this card in Warlock anymore, but because I don't think it's good enough in like slow Warlock decks because it costs 3 instead of 2. But yeah, it's... I agree that they should have changed this card, and my nerf to it was just making it a 1/1, but that was this is probably like safer. It's probably not okay that Warlock has 2 of these.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty weird.
Noxious, what do you think?
Well, there's really not much to say about it besides, I mean, I have to wonder though, like with cards like Twilight Drake, you know, kind of being like, they'll still stick around, and there's a lot less silence. And this is going to cost you a lot more to include in your decks. Like, does that, like, do you start cutting owls? I don't think so. I still think you have to include them at the risk of not being able to deal with Handlock. I mean, sure, Molten Giant's a problem, but, like, Mountain on Curve. Yeah, BGH is delayed. Owl with Twilight is pushed back.
Really good.
I feel like a lot of things just conspire to make Handlock better. And the nerf to Owl, even though it weakens it, also makes it better at the same time. It's kind of weird. So,
yeah, we were. We'll see. I mean, I was thinking like these nerfs would make Handlock worse, right?
Yeah.
So this is interesting.
It's weird.
Amnesiac, what do you think of the Owl nerf?
I still think it'll see play, not as a 2 of in any slow Warlock deck, because it isn't that. It doesn't have like nearly as much utility now that it's at 3 mana. But I think in Reno Lock, it definitely still makes the cut because. Against aggro, the big deal for it being 2 mana was you could contest Haunted Creeper and Rubian Egg, and those don't exist anymore. So, like, you can, it's like later in the game, the mana cost shouldn't matter as much, so it should still be playable just for the effect, unless silence just isn't relevant, in which case, obviously, it won't see play. But I don't think it'll be a 2 of like a lot of Handlock decks used to play 2 owls because it's just like you can't do nearly as effective things with 2 mana. That deck's always see play as a 1 of. For that's my guess anyway, unless silence is just really bad in the new format.
I don't think silence will ever be really bad. I'd be
silence
surprised.
Was terrible before Nax. It was like Iron Beak Owl was unplayable.
I guess it was.
It was only in Handlock.
It was like a 1 of to no of in Handlock, I think.
It was 2 of, but it's only because of Ancient Watcher.
I don't like silencing Watcher, but that's like just a preference thing.
Silence taunts for the Leeroy finish back then too.
That's fair. Okay.
Yeah, but this would never see play, I think, now because like they're not gonna make mistakes like with Naxxramas again, so it's like less important to like Iron Beak Owl was a card that would basically you were hoping to trade even with a disgusting mistake like Haunted Creeper, and that was like the best case scenario. So you kind of had to play it because there's no other way to like 1-for-1 that card. But yeah, now with like Naxx going out, silence it becomes more about like just. Getting stats for mana and like raw trading, I think. So we'll see less of this.
Okay. All right. Next up, BGH, Big Game Hunter, another card that was heavily discussed and people proposing all kinds of different changes. The change we see is just an increase to the cost, mana wise. Let's see. We'll start with Amnesiac on this one.
I think this was a good change. Like, the problem with BGH was the huge tempo swing it had. It's probably still good that it's in the game, but, like, the problem was you could play it in, like, Zoo, and you could play it in Druid, and at worst you were just playing a 4-2 on curve, and that wasn't ever that bad, whereas you also had the potential to just, like, swing and win the game when you didn't really have any business winning. So you won't see it as much in, like, the tempo decks where if you play your big thing and you get swung out of the game, but it'll still be like an option for slower decks, which I think is fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Ray?
Yeah, this change here will have more of an impact than like over 50% of the cards they print in Whispers of the Old Gods. I mean, this is going to go back to every single set that's ever existed and make expensive minions extremely playable, which will be really fun. So we'll have to revisit a lot of older cards like, I don't know, Onyxia and stuff, and maybe they become really good now. But yeah, definitely be fun to play with. It completely changes how we evaluate big minions now. Mm-hmm. The combination of Big Game Hunter getting nerfed and there being less burst damage in the game makes just big, like, big statted idiots a lot better. So maybe we see like the Hunter Legendary get played or something like that. But yeah, overall, really good change. Screw this card.
Yeah. I mean, people will still play it. It just has a removal, right? I mean, just there's not very, maybe. Like, some classes don't have big single target removals. And this might be their only option to remove something like that. What are your thoughts on just the Reavers? And is Reaver still going to be in? I forget. Is Fel Reaver?
It rotates out.
Okay, that rotates out. Good. But even things like Sea Giant, do you think that'll be an issue with BGH being more expensive, or just early giant minions?
Most classes have conditional removal, right? So, like, Druid won't play BGH anymore. Maybe they'll play things like Mulch or whatever they get in the new set.
Like Naturalizer, Mulch, or whatever.
Yeah, overall, like, this is... You'd probably rather play Assassinate than this. I don't know. You know, if you want, like, big dude removal, most classes have better options right now.
So. Okay. Nox? Oh, are you going to say...
Well, I mean...
You want to cut you off, Ray?
So,
are you going to say something else, Ray?
No. Go ahead, Nox.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. There's almost nothing to add. I feel like this is the change that everybody expected, pretty much. The only thing I could maybe see be an issue is the fact that it comes in a bit too late for Giants in Handlock. But that's the one specific thing. And with Hex, like, if Shamans come back and Hex is there and they have Earthshock, then that keeps Warlocks in check. But if Priests are good, then that keeps Shamans in check. And there's this weird rotation. I don't know what will be the deck to stabilize the entire thing, but Handlock looks like it's, I don't know, it's super scary.
Right now,
I'm still scared
good,
despite the Molten. The Molten nerf might look like a nerf, but I'm whatever. Don't play them. Play something else. Or get yourself low enough on health. It's fine. I can replace those big drops with something else, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. With Sho'gall, I can even control my health total, probably. So.
Yeah, I mean, Mountain Giant definitely seems to be stronger now, with BGH being more expensive, too.
Gone.
Okay, Hunter's Mark. I don't think we talked too much about Hunter's Mark on the show. So I was a little bit surprised. There were a couple cards I was surprised. This was definitely one of them that they upped the mana on. What do you guys think of this one? Raynad?
Yeah, back when they were trying to figure out how to nerf Hunter, back when Starving Buzzard cost 2 mana, this was my suggestion. This is the card I would have changed. But nerfing Buzzard's probably better in the long run, since they made so many new beasts. And this is still a fine change. Honestly, Hunter's Mark is stupidly broken. It's one of the strongest cards in the game, even though it's not really talked about often. It's one of those cards where, you know, imagine playing it in any other class, and it's not okay. Even in Hunter, it's nuts. So, yeah, I don't mind this change, and I like it, actually, because otherwise... Yeah, it just discourages big minions getting played too much. And there was a time when, you know, Hunter was the dominant deck for a year in a row, where mid-range Druid just couldn't play Ancient of War against an aggro deck because it dies for 0 mana. So I like this change.
Yeah, I mean, generally, I think anything that's 0 mana has been bad for the game, at least historically, and a lot of players' opinions seem to be that way. Noxious, what do you think?
I mean, it's basically back to its original state, right? That's what it used to be, just straight up. It used to be a 1 mana card, and they made it 0, because it wasn't, Hunters were just bad back when, they were worse back when that was 1 mana, so...
So they reverted this card? Is that what you're saying? They actually reverted a card?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, cool.
Pretty much.
The rare times. Amnesiac, how about you?
Yeah, I mean, this might be a nod to Hunter actually being playable in the new rotation, because, right now, I don't think. But I think it's a good change. Hunter's Mark is really, really good, and it kind of limits design space in the future as well for certain cards. So I think this is a good change overall. Makes sense. It's still like a strong card. I still think it'll see play where it did, but it's just not going to be as much of a blowout on certain turns.
Okay. Next up is Blade Flurry. This was another card I was actually a little bit surprised. I mean, it is a powerful card, but I didn't hear too many people talking about it, especially with the oil gone and everything. Well, actually, Mimnesiac, I'll let you start with this, given that you're, you know, just a very notable rogue player. What do you think of this nerf?
Well, I mean, they removed it from the game, which I'm sad about.
Yeah.
But I think the reason they would do something like this is Flurry was like the crutch for the whole class for a long time. Like, every rogue deck that's played right now is unplayable without Blade Flurry.
Yeah.
So, like, that kind of leans towards maybe they're putting in more powerful weapons. Maybe they just want to go a different direction with the class. I just hope it doesn't become, like, another class where you just kind of... Because, like, the style of rogue right now where you kind of hoard cards and are, like, really efficient, and then you're, like... And then you just do, like, clean combos to swing the game. Like, that's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of hope they don't get rid of that. But I think it makes sense. Like, Flurry was too good, and you can't have the whole class revolve around one card. I don't think that's good. So it makes sense. I'm just like, I hope that they support Rogue well, given that they're getting rid of the best card in the class.
Yeah, I'm hoping for big weapons. I think I kind of alluded to that. That would be really, really cool for Rogue. Raynad, what do you think of this?
This is a card I talked about on stream as like them potentially nerfing. I agree with the decision. I don't think there's a way to nerf it where you don't remove it from the game, because it's just the best AoE spell in the game, period, like by a big margin. You know, like the gap between this and Hellfire or Shadow Flame or Consecration is massive. I agree that this is a card that's fine to nerf. Especially because it opens up deck building a lot. You don't have to be on the Blade Flurry plan like every rogue deck is right now. But yeah, the way they did the nerf might not be ideal. They could have been more subtle. Maybe only deal damage to minions and cost like 3 mana. Even then, I don't think it would see play. Like, so yeah, I think it's a little bit overboard, but at the end of the day, this card's like either broken or not good enough. So
yeah,
no real way to get a good balance here.
Okay. Nox?
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those cards that it's kind of like Savagery back in like the early days where it just dealt with every single minion. The fear of it was making you play differently. The only difference is here, you could actually see it waiting to be used because you saw the weapon up and the guy was sitting on it that had like 5 attack. You're not playing anything into this. Like, if you're playing something, you're playing it like your mage is about to flame strike you. Like, I still think that making it Shadow Flame-like for 4 mana is really heavy. It feels like a really big hit. Whereas if it just dealt damage to minions instead of face as well,
yeah,
that might have been enough, right? Like, or maybe, like, I don't know. I don't mind it. I still think the change is fine. There's, like, many ways to go about it. I'm not about to complain about that one, I don't think. Seems cool.
Okay. Let's move on. Let's go to... Oh, okay, here we go. Knife Juggler. We're going to have to start with Raynad on this one. What do you think of this one? I know you've always been a pretty big hater of Knife Juggler.
Yeah, I'm going to make a video about this. Uh-oh. In the long run.
Oh, no.
It's like the average pleb in Hearthstone is going to be like, oh, Raynad hates Knife Juggler. He's salty they didn't nerf it more. And it's like, yeah, that you can do that and drill on the table a little and like have a laugh, but it's fucking disgusting that the community isn't like more upset about this. They're like mad that Blade Flurry got removed from the game and cards that they weren't really considering, Master Disguise and shit. Some people are mad Savage Roar didn't get nerfed. Like, this is really the atrocity here. Like, Blizzard doesn't understand how, and not everyone at Blizzard, right? They're smart people. They made a great game, but there's certain things that they just don't understand about the overarching way the game works, in my opinion. And most people at Blizzard will roll their eyes at this and, because nobody thinks they're bad at card games. That's just like the reality.
I mean, you've had discussions with them about this card, right? There's no way you haven't.
Yeah, it's disgusting on so many levels. So number one, it's just the inconsistency in how they nerf cards. They're nerfing the cards in Druid because right now every single Druid deck looks the same and there's less deck building decisions. Well, they nerfed Novice Engineer because it was literally in every deck in Hearthstone.
Right.
They don't nerf Knife Juggler.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
They don't nerf Knife Juggler.
I can't do anything about this. I'm sorry.
It's all good.
Can I mute my mic?
There you go. Yeah. Continue, Ray. Sorry.
So they nerf Druid cards because every Druid deck looks the same. And they want more variety in deck building. They nerfed Novice Engineer because it was in every single deck in Hearthstone. It used to be a 1/2. And now they don't nerf Knife Juggler, even though it's literally in every aggro deck for the past 2 years. So, like, based off that, like, metric alone, this card should be changed more significantly than this. For anybody that thinks changing its attack by one is an actual nerf, you suck. Like, this is, it's like saying, Druid combo is really oppressive in Standard, and all the Druid decks look the same, so we changed the flavor text on Force of Nature. Moving on. Like, this is what they did. It's fucking sad that this card is still what it is. Now, moving beyond even that inconsistency in how they nerf cards, the fact that this has been allowed to be in every aggro deck since the inception of the game, the problem is just in the way RNG works in Hearthstone. Like, in Hearthstone, the person who attacks, like, the person on the offensive has the advantage, whereas in a game like Magic, the person defending has combat advantage. Mm-hmm. Because the person defending in Magic gets to decide what hits what. And in Hearthstone, the person attacking gets to decide what hits what. So because the attacker has more options on which minions trade, the person on the offensive... the game's just basically more snowbally than a game like Magic. It's harder to come back. So because of that, hold on, maybe I can do this myself. There we go. An amnesiac for me. So because of that, how am I putting this? God, I get this. The same thing as text-to-speech, man. I get thrown off, like, mid-thought. I fucking hate it. What was I talking about?
The RNG flip, right?
Yeah, the RNG aspect of
The attacker has the advantage, right? Mm-hmm. So that means that Hearthstone's a more snowbally game than something like Magic, which means that whoever gets the early board lead gets a way bigger advantage.
Yeah.
And what that ends up translating into is that the RNG that happens in the early stages of the game is, like, 10 times more impactful than the RNG in the later stages of the game. Something like the outcome on a brawl is a really big deal, sure, but it's a one damage juggle on turn two has the same implications on who wins the game as like a brawl killing a Sarah or not killing a Sarah on turn 10. Like, it's any RNG that happens on turn two as far as dictating what the state of the board is, because the game is snowbally, because the attacker has the advantage.
Right.
Like, it means that, like, a juggle on turn two is twice as effective as a juggle on turn three, which is twice as effective as a juggle on turn four, which is twice as effective as a juggle on turn five. Like, you know, if you get one juggle on turn 10, it's just insignificant. But if you get a juggle turn two, it decides who wins. Because you either kill the 2/1 and lose your juggler and save your juggler, or you don't kill the 2/1 and your juggler dies. So it's like, this card is just, like, so poorly designed from, like, so many levels. It's not even poorly designed. Like, the flavor of it's really good and everything. It's just, you can't have, like, random... You can't have an on-curve minion dictate who gets board advantage or who gets board
control. Yeah, just the game, dude. Just straight up the game.
I mean, would you have liked to see would even a bigger nerf to the body made a difference to you at all? Or is it just purely
a text?
People
ask me the question a lot. People ask me what the stats would have to be for it to be like balanced and constructed. I told them 3/1 or 1/2. Even 1/2 might be pushing it. Like, 1/2 is really on the fence. So, yeah it's like stat nerfs, just they could have made tokens not work with this. Or hero powers, they could have just made it dudes played from hand and just kept it as a 3/2. That would have been fine. They could have had it be the same card, but have it be a 3-mana 3/3. That would have been fine because it already makes the juggle half as good.
Yeah.
It's just like so disgusting. Like, just purely from the esports aspect, like anytime somebody like complains about RNG and Hearthstone, like either whether it's inexperienced pros or people from Blizzard, they point to things like Kalento's good 3 months from a year ago about like how, you know, being a good player will give you consistency, or like, oh yeah, sure, you lost because of the juggle, but if you played better, brought different decks, maybe that wouldn't be the case. At the end of the day, like, it's not reality, right? Like, people aren't robots, and at the end of the day, the juggler will, like, decide who wins. And I've seen nauseating amounts of money decided by this card on turn three that I'm just fucking sick of it, and sick of it being allowed to exist in the game. This is just a bad nerf, and it's doesn't go nearly far enough, and I'm just sad, straight up, because they will never touch it again because it's Blizzard. I mean, Blizzard will never admit that they're wrong, and even if they do admit that they're wrong, they will not go back and change it again. So I am very upset about this, but mainly because of, number one, the inconsistency and the reason they nerf cards. Number two, in the fact that early game, that basically the balance of the card. And the problem with that is the early game RNG is so much more impactful than late game RNG. So you hear a lot of people complain about like the 6-mana mage minion that summons a random 3-drop from the set.
Yeah.
But that card isn't really that bad of RNG. The spread on 3-drops isn't that big. And a random like outcome on turn 6 is way less impactful than a shredder outcome on turn 4. So like, for the same reason, like, I'm okay with the 6-mana guy. I don't like shredder, and I absolutely hate juggler. So this is just really unfortunate.
Both jugglers, right? Flame juggler and knife juggler, right?
Yeah, yeah. Even if they completely nerf juggler to be out of the game, flame juggler would be a problem because it's a totally playable 2-drop.
It fucks me over a lot. Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, Nox, what do you think? Let's see what the others' opinions are.
I don't know. Like, I just can't believe. Like, I couldn't believe back in, like, I don't even know what it was. Anyway, a long time ago, it was changed from played from hand to summon, right? Mm-hmm. And it wasn't really that big of a deal back then because we had no Muster, no Creeper, no Nurgen Egg, like no coin flips that were really that impactful because, you know, Divine, it didn't matter too much what you did in the early game against Handlock, for instance. Mm-hmm. But then the game changed to Naxxramas, and the summon became really problematic with Creeper. And for some, like, they've gone back on some of their design here. We saw some changes that were reverted in this exact patch, and for some reason, I don't know why, but summon still stays the trigger for this. Like, even if standard is fine,
right? I see what you mean. Yeah.
Like, wild becomes a fucking joke still. And that frustrates me because I do think that wild is a legit format. Like, regardless of what people think, and they're like, yeah, standard is the only way to play Hearthstone competitively, I think wild could be great fun, but a card like Juggler just makes it, like, it makes it a legit joke. Like, there's no reason for you to even consider another 2-drop if you're playing an aggressive deck. And it just kind of irks me that it could have been just a simple play from hand. And then suddenly, like, you have a 2-drop that's aggressive, but sometimes it's just a Bloodfen Raptor. And it doesn't demand nearly as big an answer as the juggler that might just ping you for 3 off of Muster. Like, you're not as scared of it. And you're going to play a 3-2 into it because the odds of him playing 2-drops, like 2 minions on turn 3, not that likely, and you're probably going to be fine. So okay. I'm a little pissed because there's so many aspects to this card that could have been fixed with a simple word change. Just one word change. Yeah. Like, the soul of the card stays the same goddamn thing for all you might care, right? It doesn't change much. Like, the stat is the same, the cost is the same, everything's the same, but you just change summon to play, and you've got yourself a card that just doesn't make me want to vomit on turn 2 every time. I don't know, I just... Whatever. I can't say anything more about this. It's frustrating.
Amnesiac, how about you?
Yeah, so I think it will take a little bit more finesse to play because it's weaker to 2-3 minions now, so you can't just run it out on 2 always. And, like, there's C'Thun decks with the 2-3 and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think it sees just as much play in board control decks as it used to. And I think it gets a little worse in burn decks, but it probably still sees, I'd say, it still sees play. I'm not going to, like, I don't know. I don't have, like, super, super strong feelings about this. That's kind of all I have to say.
Okay. All right, it's moving on after that one. that was a pretty deep one there. Okay, Lepernome here. We're changing it from a 2-1 to a 1-1. Will this still continue to be...
But that's, like, more of a minor point. But yeah, I think it sees play in like an anti-control aggro deck. I think it's about as good in a lot of aggro decks if the aggro deck is targeting control. But like in aggro mirrors, most of what you're trying to do is win the board. Mm-hmm. And this card's like pretty abysmal for early game trading, so that's kind of a problem. So like in aggro mirrors, this card isn't very good anymore, I don't think. But like in an aggro deck that's targeting, say, Handlock, it's still pretty good. It's still dealing like more than the average 1-drop would deal, even though it loses out on the repetitive damage. Mm-hmm. And it's like a better top deck than most 1-drops because you get the 2 damage and silence is less of a thing. But that's like more of a minor point. But yeah, I think it sees play in like an anti-control aggro deck some amount of the time, but I don't really think it sees play if the metagame gets really aggressive overall.
Okay. Ray?
Yeah, it's like, it's okay against control decks, and it's really bad against aggro decks. This is probably enough to make like Galvan Archer better. Probably won't see too much play anymore, I think.
Oh, wow. Okay.
This is exactly the nerf I suggested, though, which I think is like pretty good. I called one of them, at least. Just one.
That's good. Nox?
Yeah, they're just reverting the card to what it used to be.
Another one they reverted. Yeah. When was this? This was like a long... This is a long time
ago. It's alpha, there. Dude. These are all alpha. It's like Abusive was a 1-1. Lipronome was garbage because it was considered garbage, but it's a nerf reversion, and I think it makes sense because of the amount of times you see this guy in aggro. Like, if the reason is everybody plays it in aggro, then sure. Yeah. That does seem to fly. Seems to be consistent with their general design philosophy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Noxious, the OG. Actually, Brode refers you as the OG, is what we found out recently.
Oh,
original gangsta, because he's been following it since the alpha.
I think it's old god.
Yeah.
We got a new old god coming up, man. OG.
Right. Okay. Okay, Arcane Golem. All right, this card, pretty big change to this card. The body changed from 4-2 to 4-4, as well as the text, the charge was removed. Noxious, thoughts?
I don't know. I feel like that was necessary a long time ago, but it's good that they're doing it just because it's too cheap. But like, it's the same reason they nerfed Leroy, right? Leroy was changed to 5 because it interacted too well with Faceless PO, for instance, or even just Cold Blood, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And for the same reason, Arcane Golem was just the next best thing. And even back then, people used to run 1 Leroy, 1 Arcane. You increase the consistency of finding that combo. So it's the same reasoning they used for every single nerf to charge minions. And I agree, like, I would, if it were just me, I would cut out charge from this game. I would be happy to remove charge from this game if it's anywhere near like highly viable. I don't mind like a viable charge card, like a Bluegill Warrior of sorts doesn't bother me. Horse Rider can be okay, but the moment you're starting to like reach the 4 attack plus and you're not getting, you know, just the same amount of attack as you are the cost of the card, then I'm running into issues. Like, it just gets really dangerous. So,
okay,
you know.
Nijak? What do you think?
I don't have a super strong opinion on, like, why or why not they didn't nerf it. You know? So, okay. It's kind of that.
Is it even going to be... I mean, is it going to be playable? Losing a mana crystal is obviously... giving your opponent a mana crystal is huge.
It's not even like a 3 mana 4-4 is that ahead of curve. There's Ogre Brute, and that card doesn't see play, and its downside is way less big than this one's.
Right. Ray?
Muted.
Oh, it's, yeah.
Good call. It's definitely one of those minions that's it's dangerous. You know, it enables a lot of those combo finishes, and it's one of those cards I'm sure we would have seen a lot more of now that, you know, they're taking Druid combo out. You know, people look for burst damage is just so strong in Hearthstone. You're always gonna try and find ways to use it. So I'm okay with them nerfing this card, and I even like them reworking it so it doesn't have charge, but I don't love when they do this specifically, because this is like, this just makes the card like straight unplayable. You know, it's the same as the Warsong nerf. Like, there's no scenario where anyone would ever consider playing this in a deck. So it's just a little thing, like maybe making it a 4-5 for 3 might have made it more interesting, but making cards more interesting by giving them more stats is like the worst way to design cards, really. It's very lazy. So I'm okay with them removing it. I think it's a fine card to change, but there's probably a different way to do it where it wouldn't just be straight unplayable.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think if you were to give a mana crystal, it would have to be maybe even bigger than 4-5, maybe even like a 5-5, which,
for it to be good.
Yeah.
Well, who knows, right? We might get Demon Fuse Arcane Golem deck one day where the goal is to give them crystals and then you burn the crystals early, because there's a card that burns them for how many crystals they've got.
They could have made it like a neutral Grove Tender, like a 2-3 for 3, both that players get a crystal.
Yeah, that's true. That would have been
fun. I mean, we don't know yet, right? There might be a mana burn card in Priest. It's totally like, it's in line with what Priests do. So
okay,
I like that.
All right, Molten Giant. All right, so this was a card that was, it seemed to be intended for lessening the power of the Handlock. Reynad, what do you think about this card?
Yeah, I think the nerf I suggested did the same thing, but I think I made it cost 23 or something. Like 25 is just a little too expensive, I think. This is a really important change, actually, since they nerfed big game hunters, so you're going to see less BGH. Mm-hmm. Molten Giant is the single strongest thing that Handlock can do. It's the best card in the deck, and it absolutely obliterates decks that don't have a lot of burst damage. Like Priest and stuff can't really beat Molten Giant. But at 25, it probably gets to the point where you really don't want to play it, because in order to play it for free, you have to be at, what, 5 life now? And at that point, even classes that don't have much burst can kill you. Even Priest could Akanai Flash Heal. There's just a lot of bad things that can happen, yeah. So... I think this pushes it to the point where the card won't see play, but the fact that Handlock got to keep 4 mana Mountain Giant is might still be enough to make it see play in that deck, yeah. And maybe this is still good in Echo Mage, like it with Ice Block, it's still the same thing, I guess, so who knows.
Okay, Amnesiac, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it was a necessary nerf because, like, I feel like if they're going away from the burn strategy, aggro decks are going to be trying to kind of chip you down and, like, build up a board and stuff. And Molten Giant always ate an aggro deck's lunch if they, like, didn't have the reach, like, against Old Zoo when they just didn't have any reach. Like, they just didn't have much game against Molten Giant. So I think it's, like, good that they changed it. I don't know if I agree that it won't see play. If the game gets, like, really away from burst, then I think it still it'll still be good. Also, if, like, a 5-mana 8-8, it's just good, then it will see play, I think. But, like, the lack of Healbot makes it more precarious, because you go down to 5, and you can't, like, swing yourself back up to 13 or something. So I think it'll be conditional whether or not this one sees play in Handlock, if Handlock's still a deck.
Yeah, I mean, it's more of a just opportunity cost too, right? There's a lot of new cards too that you could probably sub for this card potentially. I guess we'll have to see what all the cards are available. Nox, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the making it a tiny bit less, like 23, yeah. Would make it inelegant. Like it would look bad because 23 is not a round number, and it's meant to. No, I'm not kidding. You're probably right.
That's the reason. Actually,
it's 100% that reason. There's no there's no way it's not right. Like it's got to be, because for balance purposes, it's probably not achieving much more. So I don't know. It's just sure Molten gets nerfed. I don't think Headlock is in a bad spot anyway. They might have less of a crazy comeback mechanism that's like roadblocks you right away. But who knows? Like, there might be one that they'll have coming up. Like, we don't know all the cards. And, I mean, just Cho'Gall on its own, I think, kind of changes the way you play around that late game against Handlock. And if it does enough, then, yeah, I could see it not being too much of an issue. But you won't be able to get, like, reverse kills out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Master of Disguise. This last one's last change. They changed it from basically being stealth forever, you know, until you attack, to just the next turn. So more like conceal. Amnesiac, what do you think?
I mean, obviously, it's like they thought it limited design space too much, because the card doesn't see any play right now. Yeah. So there's probably just something in testing they did now, or they were thinking it was just a good time to nerf it, like in upcoming sets. Like, yeah, I mean, it just, I guess the card limited design space for what they wanted to do in the future, because it doesn't see play now. It's not like it was a problem card, but I think it's like totally reasonable to be nerfing it now along with another batch of nerfs.
Yeah, I mean, there's some cards that just scale, right? They just scale out of control if like it's untouched.
Scaled Nightmare, was that a pun? Or, because it does seem like...
To me, but yeah, that actually worked quite well. Ray, what do you think?
They've had a lot of cool like aura cards in design, or like one they're thinking of. They think of like a cool cheap minion that has some cool AoE effect that just happens every turn or all the time. Yeah. And it's just this basically limited the space. I agree. This is the time to nerf it. This is the card they talk about a lot when they're designing new cards, and I'm glad that it's not like restricting them anymore. I kind of wish it was like a 3/5 instead of a 4/4, but this is fine too.
Yeah. Nox?
Yeah, well, it's pretty much just a dream killer for a lot of gimmick combo decks that were, like, aiming to just get that one stealth dude over and over. But I think it's a healthy change. It's just that we haven't had a situation arise yet where it's just broken. Like, people have been attempting to break it for a long time now, and it has sometimes been fun, but there are cars that just can't exist as long as this is there, so yeah. I don't mind it. I think it's good.
Okay, well, that's the last change. Lots of them, and again, kind of a mixed bag, but overall, just sentiments. I mean, you guys generally happy? I know there's some cars you're not happy with, but Reynat, generally speaking?
Yeah, generally, these are kind of like the expected nerfs. I'm okay with them. Mm-hmm. BGH was the one I was really scared that they wouldn't nerf, so I'm glad that they did. My two biggest complaints are, number one, the knife juggler nerf is not a nerf. That's just very upset about that. Mm-hmm. And number two, they did not do anything about Doomhammer, which I think is going to bite them in the ass in the next year.
In the next couple months. Yeah, we're about to...
Shaman's just been so bad competitively for so long that it's not really a card that's on people's radar, but the fact of the matter is the card is too good and just wins the game on its own. It's like one mana druid combo, and you just can't, you know, there's going to be this influx of great Shaman cards plus that thing. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. Amnesiac, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool to see nerfs and stuff. Like, now we can start kind of more productively thinking about stuff rather than just kind of playing the game when you know it's going to cycle through a format. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm not too unhappy with stuff. I think it's pretty good.
Okay, Nox?
Yeah, I just, there's a few nerfs that I expected to see or thought I would see, but they didn't show up. Doomhammer being the first of them. I remember, like, Frodan was outraged when I proposed it last time we were on the show with him. But it's just, like, I can't see a world where Shaman gets to keep that, right?
Well,
yeah,
I mean,
like, it just seems so outrageous to me.
Well, taking out Doomhammer would be pretty crazy, right? Because Doomhammer is just such a thing.
Change it
would be a
I don't good. Know. It's just so insane. I guess now they gave them, like, they gave them a 5-drop weapon. And I thought that weapon indicated that they were going to change Doomhammer.
I totally
like,
thought
or tentacles for arms meant Doomhammer is getting changed. But no, it's like, just let's make a shitty 5-drop weapon and another 5-drop weapon that can test with the best weapon in the game right now. It just seems so odd. Yeah. I don't get it. I'm confused.
I thought they were just going
to
change
I seem to be confused a lot with Blizzard recently. So,
I guess one last question before we move on. So Doomhammer being one, what's another one or two cards that you'd like to see changed in the future, or that needed to be changed?
Cabal Shadow Priest, I don't like at all.
Cool.
I really don't like that card. And Power of Whelming, I'd say. Maybe just a little bit. Not too much, but just maybe a tiny bit, because I think the upside of it is pretty crazy.
Okay.
Given the decks that you can run it in. Then again, like, maybe it applies more to Wild than Standard.
Amnesia, how about you?
Kind of surprised they didn't touch Freeze Mage, either Block or Alex.
Yeah, that's true.
I kind of thought they'd hit the Giants, but I don't know. Those were kind of more fringe. They might have, like, things in store that keep those types of things in check. I don't think Eater of Secrets does it, personally.
You don't?
But, no, card's not good. But, yeah, I'm kind of... I think the biggest surprise for me was that they didn't touch Freeze, but they probably have some sort of plan against it, so it's probably going to be fine.
Okay. Ray?
A lot of people in chat are saying Divine Favor. I actually don't mind them keeping Divine Favor as is. I actually kind of like that card. It's the only card in the game other than AoE spells that has counterplay, which I think counterplay makes a quality that makes for a very good video game. And in Hearthstone, the only real counterplay we have is, do I want to play more idiots on the table to walk into AoE, or do I want to hold back some idiots? And Divine Favor actually makes you think about playing cards in less efficient ways in order to make a card in their deck worse, which I think is actually a nice dynamic to have. And it's really hard to do in a card game like Hearthstone, where you can't play spells on the opponent's turn. So that's like fair. One thing the card brings to the table. But yeah, for all intents and purposes, I understand why, like, the average player will want to, they'll have their handful of draw
announced, and maybe a lot of them tomorrow, given that they have the big stream tomorrow. Do you think, you guys think that they're going to reveal all the cards tomorrow, or just save some?
I think
surprises?
Be a card dump.
Yeah, I think they'll reveal them all. I hope they do.
Yeah. All right, well, we've got some cards to go through. We're going to try to get through these a little bit faster than we normally do, but why don't we try to kind of knock these out real quick. All right, Yogg-Saren. So another Old Gods here. Hope's End, 10 mana, 7/5 body, Battlecry, cast a random spell for each spell you've cast this game. Targets chosen randomly. This seems like a content maker's dream, and maybe a lot of them tomorrow, given that they have the big stream tomorrow. Do you think you guys think that they're going to reveal all the cards tomorrow, or just save some?
I think
surprises.
Be a card dump.
Yeah, I think they'll reveal them all. Okay. I hope they do.
Yeah. All right, well, we've got some cards to go through. We're going to try to get through these a little bit faster than we normally do, but why don't we try to kind of knock these out real quick. All right, Yogg-Saren. So another Old Gods here. Hope's End, 10 mana, 7/5 body, Battlecry, cast a random spell for each spell you've cast this game. Targets chosen randomly. This seems like a content maker's dream. It's the first time I saw this. It was just like, oh my god, crazy plays, right? But Reynad, what do you think?
If they're going to make like high RNG cards, this is the perfect way to do it. It's stupid and expensive and we'll never see competitive play, and I love it. Like, right? But
yeah.
If it's a minion SE turn two every single time I queue a game of Hearthstone, then there's a problem. But with this, it's okay. I think most of the time it's just going to kill everything on the board. And I guess there's a bit of an interesting dynamic where sometimes you won't want to play too many spells before you play it, because then you'll just end up drawing the game. But yeah, it'll be cool to see how it plays out. I can't even really imagine what it'll like feel like right now.
No, so. You won't know until you actually play it like 10, 20 games. Noxious, what do you think?
Yeah, well, it's just the type of card that I love. Right?
This is right up your alley. Totally.
Like, it's where I look at like cards like you know, Flame Juggler and whatnot. Like, those are the RNG cards that I don't like too much. Even to an extent, Thoughtsteal I kind of sometimes dislike given the control metagame. But this is just fine. Like, it's just a complete joke, but it doesn't try to hide it. And it doesn't try to be competitive. I can get behind that kind of RNG. So, I don't know. I wish they'd embrace that every single time. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wish.
Okay, Amnesiac, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I've been trying really hard to think of if this could ever be competitively viable, and it would have to do with like some sort of like average and like what actually happens if you play like 30 spells or whatever. And it's just not, I don't think. I think it's hilarious. I'll definitely like play with it once I get mad about losing to something. But yeah, I don't think it sees competitive play. I can't imagine it seeing competitive play.
Does it even matter that it's a 7/5? Could it be like a 12/12 or anything like that? Would that change your mind at all?
If the effect was strong enough, it could be a 1/1, right? Like, the body doesn't change anything.
Well, I mean, it could be good, right? Like, there's a chance it is good. Like, people have run some simulations, and it's...
Yeah,
like,
Trump's done it, right?
I mean, like, if you push the amount of spells that you play in a game, you can technically get ahead pretty severely.
Yeah.
I just don't know that it'll happen often enough to be worth it. Like, are you going to take that coin flip instead of playing just a deck that wins without coin flips? That's kind of the question. How ballsy are you?
Okay, see, next up we got two. I'm going to kind of go two and three at a time. Yeah, we've got two non-class cards here. First off, we'll talk about the Twilight Summoner. 4-drop, 1/1 body, Death Rattle, summon a 5/5 faceless destroyer, and it's an epic card. Noxious, why don't you start?
Well, I feel like that kind of makes that new 5-drop for Hunter interesting. But, you know, if Shaman's good, then do I play this? My answer is no. I'm just scared unless I can trigger it right away. Scares me to play a 4-mana 1/1 into Shaman.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel good. And as long as Cabal Shadow Priest exists, late game it sucks. It priests in the metagame. So, yeah, it's just one of those possibly failed experiments that might just be insane in the right shell.
Yeah.
I just don't see it yet.
Okay. Amnesiac? Playable or no?
It's kind of like a 4-mana 1, or 4-mana 5/5 rather, with like kind of belated deal 1, and then it has like 2 turns of summoning sickness, because your opponent's never going to kill it. So then you just have to trade it in, and then you can't attack with your 5/5, so I think it's pretty bad. I didn't think about it with the 100-mana 1/1 in your deck, so it's probably not good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't see this card seeing any play.
Okay, Ray?
It's most of the time it's only going to be one turn of summoning sickness, because most of the time your opponent will have a knife juggler. I don't know, better to play, to be honest. A little too slow.
Okay. That was funny. Okay, next one. Shifter Xeris. One mana, 1/1 body. Each turn this is in your hand, transform it into a random minion. This is a legend card. This is one of my favorite cards. I wouldn't say it's my favorite card, but you know, it was announced pretty recently, and I think it's fascinating. What do you guys think? Noxious.
Sorry, which one?
Oh, actually, no, sorry. It's Amnesiac. I'll let Amnesiac start with this one. Amnesiac.
Go ahead,
Shifter Xeris. Shifter Xeris.
Oh, yes.
So I think where this would see, if it saw play, it would be as like a kind of flexible control finisher. Mm-hmm. Because like you could theoretically hold on to it for forever until you did RNG your way into a good ability coming in that maybe you RNG your way into a four drop, but that's like a lot of hoping and not a lot of consistency, so I don't really think that works.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think this sees very much play. Unless like the odds work really well over the course of a game, but I don't think they do. So I don't think I would ever play this card.
Okay, right?
It's a really cool card, but as far as it being playable, basically it has to be in a very, very slow deck. I don't think it ever is playable, but if it was, it would have to be in like a slow control-y deck, like Control Warrior or something. And it works. Like the card I would compare this most to is Bolvar, because it gets most value. It gets more value the longer it's sitting in your hand, because every turn it sits in your hand, the odds of hitting like the right minion for the situation increases. Mm-hmm. So if it's in your hand for like 10 turns, one of those 10 minions is going to be a pretty good play for the situation. Maybe you get like an Acidic Ooze or Harrison Jones or Mind Control Tech. You know, there's like so many different things you can hit that could just be blowouts.
Yeah.
But or just like a strong on curve minion like a Sylvanas or something. But then if you just draw it off the top of the deck, it's garbage. And then if you draw it and then you only get one random minion, like you want to play it the turn after you draw it, it's still probably garbage because you only rolled one random guy. So it has basically to get maximum value. You have to be playing a slow deck and it has to sit in your hand for a long time. Mm-hmm. And it probably won't. Like a lot of slow cards are actually kind of pushed out of the metagame by Elise, because Elise is a reasonable minion that ends the game on its own and it only can cost you one deck slot, so that card will kind of push out wacky finishers like this, I think.
Okay,
interesting.
Nox,
to me, I was looking at this like another Forbidden Shaping in Priest, kind of, right? You kind of keep waiting until the thing is like there's no guarantee that you ever get anything you need, right? So you might just keep getting wisps, or you know, have the shifter become shifter. I was okay with just the card existing. This is the type of RNG that I'm okay with as well, because it's it's unstable portal like but you don't get a discount on it, and I thought the discount portion of unstable was what made it absolute bullshit. If you made the card just like anything, like just the fact that there was no discount, that there is a discount is what made it aggravating, whereas this is perfectly fine. Like I don't mind getting taken off guard by the random dread steed that my opponent gets with it. I don't know. It just seems fun in that scenario.
I'm so desperate as a priest player right now for minions that aren't dragons that I would actually consider playing this. You know, just because
I'm playing this it's all day.
Just to get a 2 or a 3 or a 5 or something. I mean, that's something that actually gets battle cry value. That's how desperate I am right now.
Okay. It could see play off of Dark Peddler in niche scenarios, That's like the one case where I think it might see play.
Oh, that's true. Yep. That's true. Okay, next up, let's go. All right, so two more non-class cards. We got 9 mana Sogoth the Slitherer. It's a legend card. 5/9 taunt, can't be targeted by spells or hero powers. So this card actually has had a lot of discussion in the community. A lot of folks disagreeing on it and whether this is, you know, not good enough for a 9 drop, but at the same time, it's got really cool text that makes it very hard to remove. Reyna, what do you think?
Yeah, it was pretty cool to stumble upon this card. I was just going about my day shopping for some fashionable clothing over at TempestStorm.com when they happened to reveal this card. It's cool. I don't know. I think that with Ironbeak getting nerfed, it isn't like the whole silence thing isn't as big of a deal as people think when it comes to this card. I think that as far as like topping out your curve alongside a Cenarius, if you want like 2 9 drops, this might see play, but it's a really hard card to evaluate because it's the kind of card that's either just straight unplayable or like pretty good, depending on like what the metagame looks like. And until we see every single card in the set, and I can like lay out what archetypes are getting played, I can't really say for sure whether this is good or bad, but it's like, it has potential. It's just really hard to evaluate right now.
So, I mean, just for discussion, compare this to an Ancient of War. You know, that's 7 mana. Is the untargetable worth
Ancient
2 mana?
War.
Depends on what
Ancient
playing.
Of War is pretty nuts, but this is neutral. It's a big difference. Like, you might want to play this in Control Warrior or something like that, because there, you know, there, it might just be a scenario where there's not enough good answers. Like, Blade Flurry is a card that would have been good against this. That's not in the game anymore. There's just, I don't know, man. It's so hard to evaluate. Like, there's Force of Nature combo leaves, so it's like less important to have a taunt like this, but it's still, if you play this and it survives a turn, it's so stupidly strong. I don't know.
Printed stuff, they pretty much have to crash stuff into it. I mean,
forever. Yeah, for a long time.
If it lives a turn, you get to spend 10 mana to kill their minions and trade other stuff and keep your big taunt alive. Because if they can't deal with it the first turn, then they probably can't deal with it ever, right? So it's just, it seems like a card that could be pretty good for locking out the game. And this might be like a sleeper card, like Dr. Boom or something, but not as strong, probably. It's interesting, though, for sure. Yeah. I don't know. I would say it's playable, but niche playable, would be my guess.
Noxious?
Yeah, you were talking about the discussions that people had about the card. I'm actually on the side that this card is actually really good. Whereas a lot of people seem to dismiss it as another Gruul. I'm like, this is not remotely comparable.
Wow.
It doesn't seem like... Yeah, no, some people have been starting to say it's like another boogie monster. Which, no, like, whatever. It's just another garbage legendary.
Oh, that's what you meant. Okay.
To kind of fill up the packs. And I don't see that. Like, I feel like right now, Druids are looking pretty good on the ramp side. Now it's all going to come down to whether or not I want to run ramp with two roars or ramp with just ramp. Because if I want to run just ramp, like, I'm okay with this. I'm more than okay with this, actually. Like, after the taunt, like, if you've dealt with Drill of Claw and you've dealt with my Dark Arakoa and my Ancients of War and whatever 8-drop I put in, and this comes down, like, you're out of Black Knights, you're probably out of removal. Like, whatever the hell you've got is probably out. So this is going to lock me up into safety to where I can probably just drop some retarded stuff on the following turn.
All right, Amnesiac?
I think it just really has to do with what's being played in the metagame along with it. Like, if people are expecting this card and you're seeing a lot of, like, Keeper of Uldumon and Black Knight, like, obviously it's not going to be very good.
Yeah.
But, like, if people aren't prepared for this and then you whip this out against their aggro deck that doesn't run Silence because everyone cut Silence or something, like, this card will win you the game. So I think it's, like, surprise factor. It seems like a card that kind of goes in and out depending on what the metagame is. Or maybe it's just good enough to see play, or maybe it's just too bad not to. I don't really know.
Yeah,
it's hard to evaluate. It costs 9. That's a problem.
Yeah, there's a lot of 9-drops and 10-drops now that are being added to the game, but that's a good point, though. It's going to be, I kind of see it similar. It's going to be in and out of the metagame, just constantly, as things ebb and flow, right? This will make it in, and same with Black Knight and those guys.
Can you imagine that world where, like, the guy plays Aviana and Ramp, and instead of going Old Gods, he just goes, plays this and double Faceless after an Innervate, and you're just like, oh my god. What do I do? I could see that already happening.
Yeah.
And it's kind of interesting that it's like such a simple design, like taunt and untargetability, but it's still so hard to evaluate.
That's what's awesome. Yeah, it's beautiful that way. That's cool.
It's really,
like, special night when you taunt it up, man. It's such a nightmare. Like, you don't know what to do in Arena, at least. I don't know about, you know, anybody playing that in Constructed, but, like, it's just, there's no good counter to it right now.
Yeah. All right, Deathwing. Dragon Lord, 10-drop, 12-12, it's a dragon, obviously. Legend, Death Rattle, put all dragons from your hand into the battlefield. Okay, so this one is, you know, similar to some other cards we've seen with maybe, you know, Death Rattle and just with Nazoth. And you know, again, they always compared to Varian, you know, that type of thing. What do you think, Noxious?
It's actually really tough to evaluate because one of the things that I like about this guy is that if you can somehow get a copy of him in your hand through duplicate.
Yeah.
Like, how does that work? Do you actually drop two of them on the board right away? Like, I haven't looked at the exact ordering of it, but if you do, then
Wait.
That's gonna be fun.
So you drop what on the board immediately? It's a Death Rattle, right?
Oh. Well, yeah, when it dies. So if duplicate puts two copies in your hand, do you
right away? Duplicate. Okay. Yeah,
duplicate. But yeah, like, the metagame has to be super slow for this to even make sense.
Yeah. I mean, would this fit in any dragon deck?
So maybe you'd like, I don't know, maybe you'd play that in any dragon deck where you're like, I'm never going to have mana to play any of these dragons ever, so I'm going to play this one dude.
So play a bunch of big dragons, basically, in that, that
type
of deck. Well,
no, put them in your deck, but don't play them. So it just seems a little counterintuitive.
Right, okay. That's interesting. Amnesiac, how about you?
Oh, when I read this card, I thought it was a battle cry, and I was trying to think of how it was playable then, because there aren't really, like, are there dragons you can pull out that are, like, good?
That's why people keep comparing it to Varian and stuff like that. It's just like, I don't quite... Yes.
Well, at Death Rattle, I don't think this ever sees play. I didn't think it'd see play even at Battlecry. But yeah, this seems way too slow. Like, not be dead. You have to play this card, and then you have to kill it off somehow, and they're never going to trade into it. Like, the only time this would be good was where they had to kill it because you're threatening lethal with the damage, and then you're playing your 10-drop deck, and you're threatening lethal on turn 10 or something. So it's like, it's just a lot of lining. I don't think this card sees any play.
Yeah. Ray?
It's a really flashy, cool card. I like when they add big finishers like this that, like casual players really get excited about, and they'll open it in a pack and then they'll want to build a dragon deck. Like, it's cool that cards like this exist. As far as like whether it'll see competitive play, it will never see competitive play ever at all for any reason. Card is just stone unplayable, but it is very, I like seeing big flashy designs like this because these are the kinds of cards that like players get excited about. Things like this, Varian Wrynn. There's other cards.
Yeah.
Don't touch that.
Just get a bunch of okay. Well, let's get into some of the class cards now. We'll start out with Druid. Dark Arakoa, 6 mana, 5/7 body, taunt, battlecry, give your C'Thun +3/+3 wherever it is. Amnesiac, why don't you start off here, this one.
6 mana, 5/7 taunt, that's not like too weak to silence, already sounds pretty playable to me. So I mean, if there's a C'Thun like taunt Druid deck, I think this definitely makes its way in, because like I already play Sunwalker if I'm gonna play Ramp Druid sometimes, and this card's pretty on par with that, and like it's not even that much worse than Master Jouster without having the downside of like maybe just losing you the game. So it's like fine on its own, and then if it's going in a C'Thun deck where theoretically your cards have to be weaker so you can have this bigger, stronger card at the end, like it's going to be really good in that deck. Mm-hmm. So yeah, this card seems really good. If there's a C'Thun Druid deck, this card almost 100% sees play in it, unless it's just like really, really aggressive.
I mean, the Druid's looking like the lead candidate for C'Thun deck, right, guys? Or what do you guys think?
Yeah, well, I think that's what they're trying to push.
I mean, right? I mean, it's like the best minion, so much better than all the other class C'Thun cards. So it's kind of strange. Ray, what do you think of this card?
Yeah, it's a solid, good card. Yeah, I expect to see C'Thun Druid to be a thing, and it seems like a solid card to play.
Okay, Nox?
I'll just end it at that, yeah.
Nox,
the rest of it was going to be Philly.
Say, like, if Shadow or Death and Tomb and Black Knight didn't find targets, now they do. it's just one of those cards that are like, okay, so against a priest, I don't want to play it, but I have to, because the stuff that comes in later is even bigger. And you can just keep dropping big taunts one after the other. And that's kind of like, it's kind of critical mass with this guy. Like, it's critical mass because you just start dropping taunts at every turn. And even though Sunwalker looks good on 6, it still doesn't reach that 5 damage threshold that I feel like once you break it, you're opening up so many minion kills with it, and the fact that it's just above 6 health also means a ton of stuff just doesn't kill it outright even with pings. So it's just, I don't know, it feels really incredible. We'll have to see how it actually pans out.
Yeah, Druid's got, I mean, I can think of what, 8 or 9 taunts now. Like, I'm not even thinking about just all the Jousters and the Sunwalkers too that we've been seeing and some of the Ramp Druids. So it's gonna be Black Knight's coming back, man, that's for sure, if these kind of decks start getting popular. All right, next up we've got Rogue Cards. So 5 drop, Shadowcaster, epic card, 4/4 body, battle cry, choose a friendly minion, add a 1/1 copy to your hand at cost 1. So a little bit different than the faceless variations that we've seen. Raynad, what do you think?
Okay, so the deck that, like, the archetype that Rogue will kind of naturally gravitate towards should be Death Rattle one, because the Death Rattle minions have like the highest upside and they're kind of strong.
Yes. Yep.
So in a deck that's playing sticky Death Rattle minions, it's not unreasonable to have like a Harvest Golem or something in play that you can copy with this. And in that case, it's pretty reasonable. It does have a pretty big drawback in that, you know, if you're behind on board, it's like a blank. You really don't want to play a 5-mana 5/4, so you kind of have to have the board. But that might not be too unlikely with the new minions that we're getting. But then again, they are rotating out the Death Rattle minions that replace themselves on the board, and they're replacing them with Death Rattle minions that give you cards in hand, which I actually like that as a design decision. So there's less Haunted Creeper, less Shredder, you know, Nerubian Egg, but we are getting things like, is he called like Zathrid or whatever, that gives you the big, the good spare parts?
Zeril and Huckster.
We get a 2-mana dude that gives you spells. So you're getting, like Tomb Pillager gives you a coin. So your Death Rattle minions are giving you cards in hand. So they might still, this card might be not good for that reason, basically, because you're not, your minions that are dying aren't replacing themselves on the board. So it's easier and more likely to have an empty board for both players. So, I don't know. It's like a card that might see play, but it's going to depend on what five drops compete with it, I think.
I mean, one thing that, you know, you're talking about Death Rattle for sure, and I think that's generally the type of minion that's been good for these cards that copy, you know, or in summon, or, you know, that sort of thing. But this card's actually neat because you actually get Battlecry value, too. Like, you can actually take a look at the Battlecry ones if they're powerful. Like, if Healbot still existed, for instance, right? You get a one mana of Healbot, which would be pretty awesome to, you know, if situationally, right? That's the,
you get two brands.
Yeah, oh, two brands, right? Noxious, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just the whole, like, if you're gonna play it for tempo, in the tempo rogue list, I don't think it's gonna do as much as you might like.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the whole, well, minions don't stick on the board. But if you're playing it in a combo list and you're hitting one combo piece, you're good to go. Like, you don't need to hit much more than what, like you can have Brand reduced by Emperor, or any one drop reduced by one. And then suddenly you can just drop a double C'Thun. Just like, you copy Brand twice, you use him for healing sometime late game, and then you keep the one mana one you have to hit later with wow. No God. And then you just double C'Thun them. It's mostly going to be, I think, it's going to be tried by a lot of combo players, I think. More so than the ones that want tempo.
Yeah. All right, Amnesiac, Mr. Rogue here, what do you think?
I mean, the cards that came to mind for me were SI7 Agent and Edwin Van Cleef. This card's good with Edwin for sure, and it's good with SI. Like, Edwin, I don't know, Edwin doesn't live all that often, so that's kind of optimistic. Mm-hmm. And you'd need more support, obviously, than that, but this card definitely has potential, because Rogue does have some solid cards that, like, 1-mana 1-1 versions of would be good. Like, a 1-mana 1-1 combo deal 2 is, like, a very large swing in some games. And the problem, I guess, would be that Rogue minions don't live that often, and Rogue already has good five drops. It already plays Azurdrakes, it plays Lotheb. Lotheb and Belcher rotating out, so maybe this takes the spot of some of those.
Yeah,
but I think the card has a lot of potential. It's really interesting, but it sees play depending on the rest of the set. I think it does or doesn't see play.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Moving on, Thistle T, 6-mana spell. That's a rare card. Draw a card. Add 2 extra copies of it to your hand. It's kind of similar to Chromagus in a way. And the real question, at least the comparison people have been making with this, is comparing it to Sprint, you know, or a card like that, right? Noxious, what do you think?
Which one?
Thistle T.
Thistle T?
Yeah, Thistle T.
Yeah, I don't know. It's, I see this card being used if Control Rogue becomes a thing, right? Where you're like, oh, well, the only things left in my deck are big threats. I mean, how you manage to guarantee that is beyond me, but if you do, then sure. It's one of those things where it's a blank if you top deck it, then you need... like, Sprint will give you a clutch sap. This won't, most of the time. So
give you 3 saps,
gonna save
dude.
You. But if you're... yeah, like, if you're stable already on board... you know, and you have, like, a free turn. It's kind of like Nourish, right? Like, we have a free turn to Nourish. You're just feeling pretty good about yourself. Well, in this case, it's, like, it could be used the exact same manner. A lot of people say, well, you know, you don't want 3 backstabs. You don't want 3 preps. But, like, ultimately, I'd probably be okay with those, depending on what my deck consists of. Like, if I'm digging for a combo, probably not. I guess if you're in Fatigue, it's pretty good with gang up. Like, you gang up something that you want, and then you just Thistle T it, and you get, like, what, three copies in your hand, two in your deck. So that could be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But Control Rogue probably has to exist for this to be good, I think. Or some kind of fetch, put this on top of your library thing.
Yeah.
That could also work.
Okay, Amnesiac, what about you?
I mean, the interesting part of this card is probably that it puts more than 30 cards into your overall deck. Yeah. Like that. So like, if Control Rogue is a thing, maybe this type of card is really good in it. I don't think it's actually that similar to Sprint, because you Sprint generally when you want options, and this card doesn't give you options. It gives you just straight up like kind of raw stuff to do, theoretically, in your control deck. But this card is very slow, and it, like I said, it doesn't really get you like extra options when you use it. Like, you're kind of still going to have the same hand you had before, so your hand kind of had to be good going into the turn. You need like three preparations or something, in which case you kind of defeat the purpose. But yeah, I don't know. I think Control Rogue is the only type of deck that would really want this. This doesn't really make any sense in like a more tempo-based rogue deck, I don't think.
Okay. Ray?
For the six mana draw card thing?
Mm-hmm.
Copy two. Yeah, I just don't expect this to see much play, to be honest. It's like, Rogue already has Sprint, and this kind of serves the same purpose in a lot of ways, and just being a big expensive spell that draws you stuff. This doesn't get you combos like Sprint does, but with Blade Flurry being out of the game, you don't really get those anyway. As far as just the value spell, I think it's a little too slow. You'd rather just play a high value minion, like a Cairn or something. You can Raptor anyway. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on to Warlock cards here. We got three of them here. Just kind of show them all at once. First one that we're going to be looking at is a 1 mana drop, 1/1 body possessed villager. Common card, Death Rattle, summon a 1/1 Shadow Priest. This art is like, there's something about that art that just like, I just crack up every time I see it. But whose turn is it? Ray, is it your turn in this one, I think?
I'll take it, sure. Yeah. Possessed Villager is, I never thought they would make a card like this again. I never thought they would make like a 1 mana Warlock board presence card, but they've accepted their Lord and Savior Zoo. And yeah, this card's sick. A lot of play, and expect to play against this a lot in the time, days to come.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Noxious.
Yeah, that's pretty much my thought. Another one drop playable card for Warlocks. I guess the only thing that would have made it really busted is if it were a demon, and I'm happy they didn't go there. So.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Sure, I'll take it.
Yeah, the third one drop for Warlocks.
I don't know, man. It's just like Abusive crazy, Sergeant man. Not being changed makes this card just. Like, I don't know. I guess Abusive Sergeant just makes it annoying. Just makes it aggravating again, right? It's like the whole Creeper situation, but we'll see.
All right, Amnesiac, what do you think?
I'm wondering if you guys think this card is better than Flame Imp or Voidwalker, or if it's just going to kind of go in and, like, you lower the curve a bit. Like, I don't think it's better than those cards, but I can definitely see it going in along with those, and then you, like, you can lower your curve more, and then you just tap more against control, which is, like, always good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I can definitely see this card seeing play. I don't think it's better than the current options, but, like, I've kind of been noticing, like, I've been playing a good amount of Zoo the past couple of weeks, and, like, getting your one drop isn't as important anymore, it doesn't feel like, but you also don't get it nearly as often as compared to the old list that played like Squire, they played like Shield Bearer way back in the day and all that. And so I think I can definitely see this card seeing play. I think in like a slower metagame when you want less one drops, I think this is the one drop to go. But in like in a metagame where you want a lower curve, this probably makes the cut.
Okay. Spreading Madness, 3 mana spell, rare. This is like the Warlock Mad Bomber here. Deal 9 damage, randomly split among all characters. All right, is this card good, Noxious?
In aggro, it might just be busted just because your minions don't live. And if they do, you've already won, so it doesn't matter. But like, if the opponent is scrambling to kill your stuff, and there's a point where you're just really close to lethal and you've got no option, Dark Bomb's gone, you keep Soulfire, so why not?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a world in which this just gets you a free lethal at some point. And I wouldn't be surprised if it just saw play in hyper aggro Warlock. A lot of people look at it like, oh, it's a bad, it's going to like mad bomber your face. But no, it's not statistically. But if it does, then too bad for you for playing aggro. But it'll just give you free wins sometimes, which is cool.
Wow, okay.
And aggravating.
Amnesia?
I mean, to me, on average, just like with that line of thinking where you just like don't have a board and they used all their resources and they don't really have a board, like on average, it still does only 5-4 to them. And that's like a totally empty board. And I think with your line of thinking, they're going to have a minion generally. You're going to have like lost the board. You're just trying to burn them out. Mm-hmm. So like, what's it going to deal on average? If they have a 3-health minion, you're going to kill their 3-3, deal 3 to them, deal 3 to play as a control card, just because like there's a serious chance you just lose the game, and on average it's not even that good versus like a 2-minion spread or versus like 1 big minion.
Yeah,
and I don't know, it sounds like just worse Soulfire to me. Like maybe you really need that extra burn, but like I don't know, this card like burn Warlock would have to be really hurting for the 30th card if they wanted to play this. I think
would you play Nightblade over this?
Maybe Nightblade's not that bad.
Yeah, Wolf Rider, but man. I'm just like, you know, it's kind of like, are we there yet?
Oh, we're definitely playing Wolf Rider.
Yeah, Wolf Rider over this. Yeah, I think.
Sure.
All right, Ray.
No question.
I mean, this one can hit your side of the board, so I think the card is a little bit redundant when they already have a neutral minion that does the same thing to only your opponent's side of the board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the thing with Spreading Madness is like, if they have one minion, you have no minions. It's about like Hellfire on average with 3 mana. Like I said, Burn Warlock is the deck where this would make sense in, but with like Nerubian Egg leaving, it's not as good, and I am just not sure that deck is going to be lacking enough playables that it needs a card like this, but it definitely can have a pretty swingy effect, and if you lose the board significantly, it becomes pretty powerful, so maybe we do see it. It is like a strong effect for very little mana, so maybe it will see play. I don't know, but most likely won't.
Okay. Cho'Gall, 7 mana, 7/7, legendary. Battlecry, the next spell you cast this turn costs health instead of mana. This is another one of my favorite cards. I feel like it's going to be super good. Amnesiac, what do you think?
So the spells that come to mind that would be good to use with this are cards like Siphon Soul and like Shadow Flame. Like turn 7, you could just go like Cho'Gall, Shadow Flame. You take 4, but you clear their big board or something. Mm-hmm. I think if Warlock continues to get big spells to support this, it could be good, especially in like a Molten Giant deck where it's kind of harder to get like into good Molten Giant range, because like you can manipulate your own life total that way. But this card is like super interesting. I think this is the type of card that just gets better support from like big spells and stuff. I don't know how good it is right now, and maybe it gets better with the last 50 cards or whatever they have to release. But this card is like super interesting, and even if it doesn't see play in this form, in this like rotation, I think eventually it does.
Right. Okay. Yeah, Ray.
It's a pretty cool card. I think Siphon Soul definitely becomes a little bit better because of the, Big Game Hunter nerf. There'll be more big minions because of that, and Siphon gets better. I mean, there was a time when we saw a double Siphon in most Handlock decks. So, outside of Siphon Soul, this card isn't as strong as it looks. If you're Shadow Flaming, then you're paying 4 life to play Twisting Nether and reducing the cost by 1, and you're using 2 cards. That's not really a good interaction. If you're playing Hellfire, you're killing yourself. There's just, aside from Siphon Soul, there's just not a lot of great options with this card. So, especially with Dark Bomb rotating out, I just don't. I'm not seeing it right now. There would have to be more good Warlock spells played in order for the card to see play, but it's definitely solid with Siphon.
Noxious?
Yeah, I don't know. I have a dream of Doom combo decks working, but I don't think that's happening anytime soon. I mean, it might be a way to enable Moltens, right? Just like, you're desperate, you're like, 25, this is way too expensive. We just doom this board cycle, get my 2 Moltens, drop them both, and then die to kill command or whatever. But, at least you tried. It's just too powerful not to be good at some point.
Yeah,
it's just too good not to be completely insane at some point. So, we'll see.
I mean, Wild. What do you think of Wild? You guys think Wild, it would be added to Wild? With Implosion and things like that?
Sure. But
7-mana card has to do a lot in that format.
Yeah. With Dr. Boom being around. Like,
yeah, that's true. Yeah, you do got to compare it to that.
You can Siphon Soul him, I guess, though, but then you lose it to the Boombot, so.
Like, I think Dr. Boom would be too slow for Wild. That's my perspective on it.
Oh, really? Okay.
These days, maybe.
That's
with the shift, with the new cards coming out, I think that might be true.
Yeah. Amnesia, you think Dr. Boom would be too slow?
It's very possible.
Okay.
That card, I could see that. I don't know. I haven't thought about wild. I'm not going to be playing wild, I don't think.
Okay. All right, let's move on to priest cards. So a 2-mana spell, Embrace the Shadow, epic card. This turn, your healing effect deals damage instead. So kind of similar to Aknai's Soul Priest. Let's see. Who's first on this one? I think Raynad, I think you're first on this one.
Yeah, it has a lot of powerful things that it can do, but it's a lot of card disadvantage to eat. So you'd have to make up for that with a lot of card draw, which I'm not sure Priest really has access to right now. So overall, I don't expect this to see much play, but it's the kind of card that might make... Like, this is the kind of spell that would make a broken turn 4 kill in wild at some point. So, yeah, I don't know. This is like the kind of card that would be like... I don't know. Maybe there'll be like a 2-mana card that says like, destroy all your own minions, heal to full health, or something like that for 2-mana. And this would combo with that and just deal 30.
Oh, wow.
Like, I don't know. I've seen cards like this in Magic, and these are like the kinds of cards that are stone unplayable until they break the game. So we'll see. I don't think they'll see much play.
Most people's first thoughts were like Valiant's Prophet, right? Just figuring out a way to combo with that. And... I don't know, Emperor and that sort of thing, but I think that's what people's first thoughts are.
Maybe.
Yeah. Noxious, what do you think?
I don't know. It's like the Aknai of Corrupted Healbot, right? Like, because in the new set, there's like a 5 and a 6-6 that heals them. So there might be a world in which you can play it and it doesn't die on 5
because
they can't answer it, and then you just find a way to trade it off. And then, yeah, I mean, you're pretty well off if it works out. That's 8 damage to face. One of the things it does, too, is, like, for those really janky aggro priest decks that I just run all the time, it gives me a way to get Aknai without running Aknai. Like, I like Aknai Soul Priest in that deck, but sometimes it's just, like, it's good as a 4-drop, but I need the mana freed up for some plays, and that kind of helps with that, so.
Okay.
It makes you want to play Flash Heal and aggro priest.
Amnesiac?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much Priest is hurting for a third Aknai effect. Right. I don't really play Priest because I like winning. I don't know. I don't think that it's going to be necessary in, like, a control Priest, so the only thing that comes to mind would be, like, a combo Priest with Velens, and I haven't really done the math on how effective that would be if you put it all together. But, yeah, I don't think this card's going to be very good, unless Burst Priest is just low-key really, really good. But I don't see that happening. I could be wrong about that, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's, again, combo priest, I think, is the thing that people are talking about the most. But you have to draw cards to get combos, and priests can have a hard time doing that or drawing through their entire deck. Okay, Shifting Shade. It's a 4-drop, 4/3 body, rare card, death rattle, copy a card from your opponent's deck and add it to your hand. Noxious.
Yeah, it's the type of card I'll play as a replacement from Mind Games and Randuin Ren. if mid-range priest becomes a thing and you're desperate for... Well, if it's random win, it's not a real deck.
Yeah.
It's, like, just about RNGs. Like, I don't know, I feel like it's all right in that, like, as a replacement for that. One of the things that this card does, which is funny, is give priests a 4-drop they want to play on turn 4 that doesn't throw away a way for them to clear the board.
Right.
Like, Aknai, you play on 4, you're pretty happy because you get the board, but ultimately, like, the opportunity cost of playing that 4-drop might just be the entire game if it goes wrong. So, I don't know, it's hard to evaluate in a vacuum. I still think it's okay.
Okay, Amnesiac?
Yeah, I mean, in my limited priest experience, the way I win is when I have like a lot more cards than my opponent and I just get to use my options efficiently. And the way I lose is when I just run out of cards because I have to do all this stupid stuff to keep killing their minions because I'm going to die. And then I have no initiative. But I don't know how much this card helps with that because you're getting a random card from their deck and priest decks are generally pretty synergistic. Like, you want to get a lot of 2-card combos off and stuff and you want your cards to be working well.
Yeah.
And like a random card doesn't usually go all that well in a priest deck. So I don't think, but maybe just getting a card and maybe if it like trades well with like the 4-drop of choice for like the next year or whatever, then it could be good as well. I don't think so, though. I don't think this card is very good.
Yeah, 4 attack trading,
I guess, like,
that would be
on the
surprising.
Upside, it sets up a really good Nova, right? Like, against 6 health minions, if those become played.
You want to invest 9 mana to kill their 6 health thing?
Exactly.
No, but I mean, like, if you're going to Nova anyway, and that like that ends up happening, I don't know if Drew is going to be around for that to happen. But, like, it's better than throwing an Aknai into Jord of the Claw if you don't have, like, Light of the Naru, because sometimes you just feel bad about it, but yeah, whatever. It's just hot air, right?
Yeah. Raynad, what do you think?
The best comparison is to Polluted Loot Hoarder, and that card's probably not going to be that great. Okay. So I just don't think this will quite make the cut. But I will say, I think we skipped the Wisp card way back when. Oh, seven mana drew.
Oh, you're right. The Savage Roar.
Oh, the worst Onyxia.
Oh, did we? Oh, let's see.
The really bad Onyxia, yeah.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Okay, we're going
to how we'll that come back to that. You know what, though? Like, if I don't get a Druid Legendary that just blows up Wisps, to deal damage to my opponent, then I'm not happy.
I know.
There's no explanation for Dark Whispers.
Yeah.
And this, if there's no Wisp synergy in Druid, like, this needs to happen.
That's true. Definitely true. Okay, let me bring up the actually, we'll get to the Wisp at the very end. Yeah, it's a good catch. Sure. Good catch, Ray. Jeez. All right, next up we've got mage cards here. 3 mana, Twilight Flamecaller, 2/2 body, deal 1 damage to all enemy minions. That's a battle cry. Okay, what do you think of this card? I mean, lots of stuff with one hit point kind of gone now, but it might be nice to still have this Amnesiac.
I mean, this card doesn't see play in Freeze Mage because Explosive Sheep didn't really see play in Freeze Mage, and Explosive Sheep, I think, is better than this card. I'm like, maybe this makes the cut in like a Reno Mage or something, because that deck kind of really hurts for slots towards the end, and like, this card's not bad.
Sure.
I don't know. It feels like it just doesn't feel very high impact. Like, it's going to be Iron Forge Rifleman with like slight upside a lot of the time. I feel like Mage just has like more powerful options than that. Yeah, no, this card seems too weak to see play, unless just 1/1 decks or like the Bane of Mage, which doesn't really make much sense. Mage has pretty good ways to deal with that type of stuff.
Right. Okay, Raynad?
Probably don't see too much play, but cards like, I've played a lot of Arcane Explosion, and the card is a lot more underrated than people think. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's some random deck where we end up seeing this guy, but yeah, as of right now, probably not quite good enough to make the cut.
Okay, Noxious?
Yeah, I said the same thing about Shadow Word Horror, right? Like, the card was printed to deal with Muster for Battle and Implosion without having to resort to playing Tempo Mage.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's pretty much the intent. Not that it was even a problem for those other decks, but I think that was what they wanted to do with it. And then they decided last minute, well, we're going to rotate everything out, and so we have these cards left that, like Ravaging Ghoul, that will impact Wild possibly a bit, you know, but not quite standard. We'll see, though. Like, who knows? Maybe this ends up just being insane.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, 4 mana, 2/4 body, Mad Frost Mage, rare. After you cast a spell, freeze a random enemy. So kind of like the freeze version of Flame Waker in a weird way. Let's start with Raynad. Start with what are your thoughts on this card?
For Frost Mage?
Yeah.
I think it's a lot better than people give it credit for. The thing is, it freezes unfrozen characters, so you can like, once one thing's frozen, you freeze the other thing 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's because of that, it's the kind of card where, like, let's imagine a scenario where you play it like turn 6, turn 7 or whatever, you freeze something, trade into something, so they're left with no minion damage, so they have to kill it with a spell, but they just don't have the spell to kill it.
Right.
So how do they win the game? Like, the game just ends because of your 4-mana card, right? Because they'll never attack again. So it, I don't know. It card seems pretty strong to me, especially with Water Elemental, because Water Elemental hits them in the face, then you're guaranteed to freeze minions. Like, it's not a card you really want to play on curve, but it's not unplayable, and I think I wouldn't be surprised to see this in Flame Waker decks.
Mm, okay. Noxious?
Yeah, I had the same thought initially. When I saw it and they didn't clarify that it was only non-frozens, I was really underwhelmed. But then, as soon as they specified that it was only unfrozen characters, the card just went from pretty trashy to basically like disgusting in many scenarios. And I still think like you'll have to see it in action to really feel it. But I've seen cards like Stasis decks are the worst fucking cancer you could play against in Magic. And this basically feels like that, because it's not like Blizzard where, oh, they don't have any more Blizzards. No, like, the dude's got you frozen, and you just, like, Cabala's Tome into more spells, and you're frozen for the entire game, and you can't do anything, which is fine, possibly, but it might end up just being a really toxic experience for some new players that don't know how to handle it. I want to, like, that's why the stat line is so small, I think.
Yeah, it's
that,
pretty small, body-wise, yeah. So.
But, If it's refined, like, that deck is going to be so insane.
Okay.
Gosh.
Amnesiac?
Yeah, I didn't realize that it could free, it could not, like, double freeze stuff. That makes it a lot better. I think this could definitely see play as, like, a one of in Tempo Mage. I don't really think this card would be too good as a two of, because it's, like you said, it's not really, like, it's not a card you want to play on turn four. And that deck doesn't have, like, that many free slots. But I think as, like, a utility drop to lock people out of the game and stuff, and then you go, you play, you probably play Water Elemental and Mage now because there's no Shredder, which was, like, the only real competition. So I think, like, this with Water Ellie, like, maybe you just go, like, Water Ellie on four, and then you go Flame Waker, maybe Ice Lance makes its way into this freeze deck. So you Ice Lance one thing, you hit them in the face, you freeze their other minion, then they probably lose. So I think as, like, a one of, this deck, this card could be, like, really good in Tempo Mage. I don't, maybe it's like a two of, but I would be surprised to see that many utility 2/4s go into one deck. But yeah, now that I realize that it will freeze things, this card actually seems pretty good.
Man, that's crazy. Yeah, Ice Lance, extremely good. Yeah. Okay, more mages. This is like the week they came out with four of them. First, everybody else got two cards. They got four. Servant of Yangsaren, Battle Cry, five. It's a five drop, sorry. A 5/4 body, Battle Cry, cast a random spell that costs five or less, targets chosen randomly. Okay, let's see, who's first here? Oh, Noxious, you're first here.
Well, I don't have anything to say. I don't even know what can happen. It's just, like, the only
I think
thing
Trump
that...
Had, Trump
I
had, like, a spreadsheet of all the different possibilities.
Yeah,
or
sure,
that sort
like,
of thing.
I mean, if Kabbalah's Tome happens, like, if it can actually, like, play a spell that doesn't target, then you can get it just out of nowhere an Arcane Intellect.
Yeah.
I'm just like, this is insanely broken, and then if you get Kabbalah's Tome, you just literally make the opponent smash his keyboard, but like the cases where you just Dragon's Breath your own 5/4, it's just like, oh, well, I guess I shouldn't have played that.
Yeah.
Just feels pretty weird, but
okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Amnesia? Too crazy? Or?
I mean, it's just about the averages with a card like this, because obviously its range is too big to key in on, like, specific things, but I don't think I would be comfortable playing a card like this unless the format just got to be where everyone played this card, so you had to play this card. But like, there's so much like chance to lose the game that I don't think I would play this. Yeah. Like, I don't think that's worth it for me.
Yeah, targets chosen randomly, I think, is very, very scary. Reynad, how about you?
Like, it's probably not good enough to see play, but the scary thing is it might be. And, like, in that world where this card is good enough to see play, that's a very big problem. Like, I would have much preferred them to remove the cost five or less text, just have it be any spell in the game, and make it cost, like, eight mana or something absurd.
I agree.
Like, so the plebs could play it because it's, like, a fun, wacky card, but we don't have to worry about, like, this making its way into
like
instructed tempo,
like Ram Wrangler, right? Like Ram Wrangler level bullshit, because it's playable enough that it's just.
Thank God that card never caught on.
I know, that was really close.
Let's hope it doesn't though, because like we have no clue what's coming up, right? Like maybe it just does somehow. Like it finds a way.
It's not that far.
I don't think it's rotating up, right?
Yeah, it's
it's in TGT.
Yeah, it's in TGT.
Unless I'm mistaken. So yeah.
Okay, anyway, let's move on. 6 mana, 5/5 body, Faceless Summoner, common card, Battlecry, summon a random 3-cost minion. Amnesia, what do you think?
I think this card is like better than Piloted Sky Golem because it doesn't have the problem with like Sky Golem and Karen where they just don't trade into it and then you kind of fall behind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really depends how much Mage is going to need a 6-drop because right now Tempo Mage just doesn't play 6-drops and that deck functions fine without them. It usually just goes like 5-drop and then Tempo 1-drop like Gazu Drake Arcane Blast or something.
Yeah.
I think if Mage needs a 6-drop, this is probably going to be the best one to play. This card seems pretty strong, but I don't know how important that's going to be for the deck. So I think that's going to be what dictates play, not like the overall card strength.
Okay, Ray?
It was pretty nuts. I like that there's finally a 6-mana minion that's just good because of its stats. Because Boulder Fist wasn't really ever quite there. And it's nice to just play a minion because it's big, not because it has Sylvanas Death Rattle or like Broken Emperor end of turn effect. So, the fact that this RNG happens on turn 6 instead of like turn 4 with Shredder. On top of that, once you factor in the fact that the 3-drops don't have that big of a range as far as their stats, means that this card's like pretty solid and like there's I like it. I think I'm okay with this kind of RNG happening on turn 6 and yeah, I look forward to just a big pile of stats being played for once.
Yeah, definitely. Noxious, how about you?
Well, I revealed the card. It's basically, yeah. To me, it's a challenger for mages, except there's no control over the outcome. But it's like, I'd be surprised if that wasn't just auto-include. Yeah, I mean, it depends really the archetypes, because it's funny how you want to play it everywhere just because it's straight up good, but mage has so many archetypes that just don't need that. That like, yeah, sure, I could see myself playing a mage that's more control-based, that doesn't want to play a tempo 6-drop, instead just opts to freeze me nonstop. Yeah. So it's nice that it's a class card, right? Like, Dr. Boom, had it been a class card, would have been fine. And if it had, like, I think it would have been okay in mage. But the fact that if this guy had been neutral, I would have actually just rage quit. So, good decision.
Yes, this
there,
would have probably been an auto add too, yeah. Okay, well, let's move on to Hunter, and then we'll come back to the Wisp. 3 mana, 4/2 body, Worgen Stalker, battle cry, give all minions with Death Rattle in your hand, +1/+1. It's a rare card. Okay, Hunter. Let's see. Reynat, back to you.
Yeah, it's an interesting effect. I don't know how many playable Death Rattles are going to still be in the game after
they've been adding some rotation. They've been adding some recently, but
yeah, this is at its best of like, I don't even know, like cheap Death Rattles, like Web Spinner and stuff. But you'd be playing those before this card. But yeah, I don't know, man. Like it's an interesting effect. I'm not sure if it's good enough to see play. It's unfortunate that it's not a beast itself. I don't think it'll quite make the cut, would be my guess. But maybe in wild, this kind of effect could be really strong.
Yeah. Nox?
Yeah, I feel like I'm not... Like, if I ever decide not to touch wild, it's going to be because of this. I have a really weird feeling that this is a little bit more powerful than it looks. It looks like a really bad 3-drop. But the follow-ups for the class that it belongs to, really, like, the fact that they get to call the wild so much more reliably... because of this card is pretty scary, and I don't know, it turns that garbage pretty okay infested tauren into a complete powerhouse that just creeps me out, especially in a wild when you've got Shredder as another alternative for 4. So maybe you cut all the beasts and you just play like Paladin Shredder on 4, cut the Hellmasters, and your mid-range is just Death Rattle base, and you curve all the way up, and then you just curve a little higher to get to call the wild, and you just win every time.
Yeah, in wild it would be pretty insane. I mean, almost 1 through 5, you could have death rattle, 6. 1 through 6, you could have death rattle drops, right?
Sure.
And or death, yeah, and it's definitely buffing up a good number of cards. And Nuziak, how about you?
Yeah, I mean, Hunter is really good 3-drops as is with Eaglehorn Bow and Animal Companion. Yeah. So I don't think this card really muscles those out, because I don't really see like which death rattles you're really looking to buff. There aren't that many good ones now that Nax is rotating out. It's cool. Like, it's interesting design. It'll definitely see play in wild. People want to play wild. But yeah, I don't think this makes the cut in constructed.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right. 5 mana, 6/5 beast, Princess Huhirin. Battle cry, trigger a dead friendly minion's death rattle effect immediately. So kind of like Feign Death. All right, Noxious. This is another Savannah High main for Hunter at 5, or is this something different?
Well, it's the same reason, like, the Worgen Hunter would make me really scared of Hunter in Wild. Like, this kind of follows the same reasoning. Mm-hmm. Like, in Standard, if Infested Tauren doesn't see play because it's just considered just overall unplayable,
yeah.
I think the initiative you get from the 2-2 afterwards is still worth quite a bit. Hmm. If you can play the 4-drop that gives you a 5-5, and it like they end up being okay somehow, then yes, this is pretty insane. But even if you play super late game on some of the smaller minions, I'm sure you'll find a spot for it. Like, I'd be surprised if there wasn't at least one death rattle you'd be happy to play beyond high main with this guy. And even just as a 5 and a 6/5, like, you kill Druid of the Claw, you have 1 health left over, like, your turn.
Yeah, I mean,
I play it as vanilla sometimes, even.
So. I mean, play it on turn 7 after high main, right? And you're looking
sure,
pretty good.
Sure, why not?
Too.
Or awesome. Even turn 5 on 2-0 and you just let them deal
yeah,
with it.
Exactly, it's 6/5. It's pretty darn good. Amnesiac, how about you?
Yeah, I think this card's really good. Like, Stranglethorn Tiger's already good in Hunter, and this is, like, got a lot of upside, and it's still got, like, the Stranglethorn Tiger body and stuff. It trades a Druid of the Claw, which not really many 5-drops do cleanly. Mm-hmm. And then, in addition, it has just, like, that blow-up potential. Like, playing this on turn 7 after you high main is like, it's ridiculous. Like, that's really hard to come back from. So in addition to that, it's just like good to play on turn five, and Hunter historically hasn't had that strong of five drops. Like, what do they play? They play Sludge Belcher and Lothab usually. Like, yep. I think this card beats, like, those are both gone, so you need a five drop. So I think like this and Stranglethorn Tiger are going to be the big ones, and I think this is better than Stranglethorn Tiger. So yeah, I like this card a lot. I think this card will definitely see play if Hunter's playable.
Ray?
I think this card's pretty unplayable. There's like, really? I think Stranglethorn Tiger is like the best card to compare it to, and that card's like better by a pretty big margin. I think most games it's going to be about curving out correctly with Hunter, and I think it's going to be an extremely unlikely scenario where I play my six mana high main and A, it needs to not get killed, and B, I would need to not have won the game anyway for this card to see play, right? Because if I play my high main and then I use Princess on it, that's a game I was winning anyway with just right. High main alone, which is like 95% of the time that high main gets to attack, then I don't think this card's battle cry made a difference at all. Whereas in a game where I'm like losing board and I need the stealth to cheese damage to win the game, I think it's going to be a lot better. So I just don't see a scenario where this card sees play. I think the stats are worse than Pit Fighter. It's just not that good, in my opinion.
But that's saying a lot. The occasional upside is not worth it. Like, because I can't imagine Hunters would run Polluted Hoarder, right? Like, because if that's played, then you draw a card on the Battlecry instead of. Like if you play the Worgen on three and you have like your four drops, yeah. Torrent, Hoarder, let's say, right. Got this guy on five.
Thinking about playing on curve, yeah.
I don't know.
What death rattles are you triggering before it, right?
Well, the card draw and
he's talking about polluted Loot Hoarder, and but that's like you're gonna replace really like your play,
but it's card draw. Like that's all I'm saying. It's just extra draw.
Okay. I probably wouldn't play. Well, we'll have to see on this one. Yeah, I thought my initial impression was it was going to be good, but Hunters do like to play on curve or need to play on curve to stay ahead. So we'll have to see. Okay, last card. We'll talk about the Wisp that we skipped over. And it's a druid card, obviously. 7-mana spell, Wisp of the Old Gods. Choose one. Summon 7/1/1 Wisps or give your minions +2/+2. And it's an epic card. Amnesiac, why don't you start?
I mean, if you compare this card without the option, like if you just compare the board flood to Onyxia, you're basically just foregoing a 2-mana 8/8, which I wouldn't do that. So then you look at the other option, which is 7-mana give +2/+2. And there's already a card that does that in a flood-based class, which is Shaman. And then it has more upside because you can play it with flood-based cards, Murlocs. This card seems fun, but I don't think this card sees any play.
Okay. Ray?
Yeah, probably won't see play. But it is another Bloodlust type of thing in a class that's traditionally a little bit better at flooding the board. So, you know, if you want more than Savage Roar and Soul of the Forest, then this is another option. Probably won't see play, though.
Yeah. Okay, Noxious?
Yeah, the thing is, like, I see a world where people play Force of Nature for the 2/2s, and when that happens, somehow, like, Druid ends up pulling it off, then yeah, this card actually has a decent upside, but would I play that over War? No, you'd have to play a third one, and I don't know that I would even, like, even bother. It just seems so... It's like you have Cenarius on 9 that does the same thing, or Onyxia. So the only difference is you get to pick one of both for 2-mana less, and you lose the big body that comes with it. Yeah, I don't know. Don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, it's definitely interesting that they added a 6 that does, you know, like, we already have Dark Whispers that fills 6 of them, and now we have one that gives us 7 of them, so...
Well, maybe they can play them together, right? You eventually run them out of 1 damage AoEs.
Yeah,
that's the idea. You just kind of play Wisp. You play Force of Nature on 5, Dark Whispers on 6, you draw this on 7, then you roar them on 8 because they got nothing. That's the game plan.
More expensive muster, quartermaster type of thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
All right, well, that's it for the cards, guys. And I don't think we're going to be doing any fewer Q&A. I'm actually out of time, too. I got to get going. But this was amazing. Definitely great talks, lots of stuff to talk about. And hopefully everybody that's been watching like enjoyed it. Amnesiac, pleasure having you on, man. It's always great getting your insight on cards and just, you know, just especially initially with these because you're such a good deck builder as well as a great player. Hope you had fun.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. You want to do any shout-outs before you go?
Yeah, I guess I could plug my Twitch, twitch.tv/amnesia_sc. I've been trying to stream more. If you would go follow me, I'd really appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah, definitely go follow that guy. Noxious shoutouts?
Yeah. Complexity, as usual, and obviously you for putting this together last minute with the nurse and whatnot. It was a pretty cool, cool episode. And of course, the devs, I think, again, you know, despite the fact that the nerfs weren't what we were expecting, the card design for World Gods I'm still enjoying, despite everything. And I'm really excited to see what they come up with. I want to see whether or not we're getting, like, everything tomorrow.
I think we are.
I mean, that's kind of what we're all waiting for, yeah. Right?
It's a lot of cards, too, so it's going to be interesting how they even just show them all to us. Ray, shoutouts?
Shout out to sponsors G2A Twitch. Shout out to you guys for being on the show and Chris for producing it. It was good. Thanks for watching, guys. Shout out to Blizzard for a really good expansion. Like, the Whispers of the Old Gods looks really good. I did a great job with the set and with standard. I'm unhappy with them not nerfing Doomhammer, and I'm unhappy with the way they nerfed Juggler, but all in all, I don't think there was a scenario where I was 100% happy with everything. So, yeah, they did a pretty good job, and looking forward to playing with the new set.
Yeah. And I'll just round things out. Thanks to the three of you guys. Awesome show today again. All the viewers for watching. VODs will be on youtube.com/ChainManV shortly after, probably a little bit later than normal, just because I had to get going here, and then I'll come back tonight and do it. And, of course, audios will be available on iTunes. Be sure to... leave reviews and all that good stuff on iTunes, because it really helps out just the podcast aspect of it. I do want to give a shout out to our patrons, a few of them: Chell, Arn Wolden, Peyton Duke, Shaden Sherman, Koji Tsutsumi, Jacob Sebastian, Lucas Capdeville, and Paul Hatchman. Thank you so much for supporting, and we'll start doing this too during the shows, just giving a shout out to some of the patrons. And you can become a patron at patreon.com/valuetown. Big shout out to Tempo Storm for sponsoring the show, of course. And I think next week, Ray, you're not going to be here. You're not going to be here for a couple weeks, I believe, right? You're going to be traveling.
Got a bunch of stuff coming up. We'll see, though.
Yeah.
I'll try to be.
So we'll have a lot of different things. I'm actually trying to have Kat from Reddit come on. So first time we'll ever have an admin from any Reddit on my show, actually. So that could be kind of cool. Just discuss some things with her. Definitely look out for that. And tomorrow, again, we mentioned it, big stream. It's going to be with Frodan, Ben Brode, lots of show matches with devs and things going on. Probably going to reveal all the rest of the cards, 50-plus cards. So be sure to tune into that. That's going to be it for Value Town. So for Amnesiac, Noxious, Rainad, and myself, Champion V, we'll see you next time.
Later.
Take care.